So you've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how it does help me sleep better. My Sleep Number setting is 30, and my Sleep IQ score last night was 92. And maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed and you weren't sure if you could afford one. Consider this. The Sleep Number bed adjusts on each side, so it's right for both of you. It lasts twice as long as an innerspring, and bottom line is, can you really afford to have another restless night's sleep? That can lower your performance. The Sleep Number bed adjusts on each side to your ideal firmness, your comfort, your support, your Sleep Number setting. That's what that is. It's a perfect bed for couples. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside. It tracks your sleep so you know what helps you sleep your best. Again, my Sleep Number setting is 30, and now is the best time to go into a Sleep Number store. Their semi-annual sale, where a queen C2 mattress is only $699.99. You'll only find a Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED and tell them you heard it here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Wednesday show. Appreciate everybody waking up with us. Good morning, studio!
Morning!
43 days until Amy gets her kids.
I mean, yes.
43 days until Amy gets her kids or move into the house.
It's like the kid tracker that's not really official, but okay.
You said we could track the kids, so we're tracking the kids.
I know, we're tracking. Yeah, we can keep tracking this. It's going to be fun. Maybe it'll happen sooner. What if it happens before? That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
What? You're actually going to do something on time? This is nuts.
Eddie has two kids.
I do.
Do you see yourself in those kids?
Oh my gosh, do I not? Yes. I mean, both my wife and I do, and it's weird because my son, actually, my three-year-old, just did something that I used to do all the time. He sits in the back seat telling us when to go or stop when he sees the red light or the green light. He sits back there. He's like, it's red. You got to stop. And then we're like, okay, thanks. We know how to drive. Like, got it. But then my mom was telling me, he's like, you used to do that all the time. Like, that's what you did. You were a backseat driver. And I was like, I thought that was so cool. Like, that has nothing to do with me. I didn't teach him that. That's just in our blood.
Do you see little mannerisms in them that are you, though?
Yes. I see, like, Junior, the nine-year-old, he's very, like, calm, and the way he walks is like me. Like,
physically?
Just slow and...
Oh, that's right.
Just
late.
Chill, laid back. You know
is
what
he,
I mean?
Is he late?
Late.
I think if I let him get places on his own, he'd be really late, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that's
yeah.
I have to handle Eddie. If I let him get places on his own late, he'd always be late.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This guy named Richard Gamera, former gang member, spent 7 years behind bars for assault and weapons conviction. When he got out, he was like, I gotta change this. This month, he'll graduate from an Ivy League school, Columbia, with a master's degree in public health. He intends to use his degree to steer others away from the path that landed him in the state prison system. Like,
wow.
One, he went to jail. Two, he got out. Three, he went to an Ivy League school.
Wow, yeah.
That is crazy. And then he wants to do good with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I see you, like, on so many levels. And I hope you go and live a life helping other people go a different route than the one you went with. So I see you, buddy. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in weather news. Tornadoes touched down and caused damage in rural towns in Wisconsin and Oklahoma. Severe storms are expected again today. We are now learning more about that Air Canada flight from Jamaica to Toronto that had to be diverted to Orlando. Apparently, the passenger attacked a crew with coffee pots and tried to open the cabin door. He was restrained. The man has been arrested. And finally, congrats to the Boston Celtics. They won the draft lottery. They get the number one pick in the NBA draft coming up next month.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for the positivity. Time now for a segment we call Tell Me Something Good. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to go first. A Wisconsin police officer. By the way, it's just scrolling Facebook. It's like, da-da-da-da-da, just scrolling Facebook. Sees a mom. She's like, I need a kidney for my 8-year-old son. She didn't know the family, but one of her friends had, like, commented on it, so it popped up into her feed. You know how that works?
Yeah.
And she was like, huh, let me test to see if I'm a match. She tested. She's a match. She passed. She's donating her kidney to the 8-year-old.
That is crazy.
Wow. Like, we see stuff and we click stuff, and maybe sometimes we donate money, and maybe sometimes we put...
But that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate gift. Wow.
How just selfless. Amy, you're up.
Well, this woman, Melissa, and her husband, they were renovating their New Jersey home, and they found a love letter that was written by a former occupant over 70 years ago. The letter was postmarked May 1945. I mean, the card had been there, obviously, for decades, even with them living there. Well, they read the letter, and it was written by a wife to her husband who was serving in World War II. They went to Facebook, tracked him down. He's 96 years old. They gave him the letter.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's pretty cool.
He loved it, obviously, getting it back.
Wow. Lunchbox.
At his heaviest, Ronnie weighed 675 pounds. He's like, man, I got to change something. Went to the gym, got a trainer, lost 458 pounds. And why is at the gym? There was this girl that was also on her weight loss journey, and Andrea thought he was cute. They get together. Total, they've lost 600 pounds, and they got married.
Whoa.
Yeah, I saw that on the news. That's crazy. They lost all that weight together. One of them's crazy. It's all like... Two of them.
Wow.
They had each other, too, which is cool. Like, to go through it together. There you go.
What'd you do yesterday?
Ooh, I did some yoga, and I hit my 10,000 steps. That's a good day.
Those what? Steps. My girlfriend talked about that all the time.
I know. I'm starting to get into it. I know she's way more into it than me,
way
but I'm
into it.
Starting to get there.
She was like, do I know how many steps I walked? And I'm like, oh, like I really don't. But I say yes just because it's just easier.
Yeah.
And so I go, yeah.
But once
she was like, hey, guess how many steps I walked? And I was like, I don't know, 100,000. And she was like, why do you ruin everything?
Yeah, that's ruining it because nobody watches.
I don't know how many steps a human walks in a day. That's like saying, hey, Amy, how many breaths do you think I took today?
Well, do you have a thing that monitors that? Because that would be
no,
cool.
No, but it's the same thing. I have no idea how many steps you took in today.
No, it's not. Well, yeah. How many steps did you take yesterday?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you don't even know. What'd you even do?
I was in New York yesterday morning, so we finished the show yesterday.
Probably a lot of steps there.
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, I don't really, whatever. So I was in New York, and then we flew back. I did a couple of interviews. I did one with the Wichita newspaper, and I did one for... They're doing some profile piece. A reporter came to my house yesterday. And then I did a Bobbycast. And then we wrote some music. It was a long night.
Oh, long day. Probably not a lot of steps, though.
It was a 3 a.m. till 11 p.m.
Dang.
That was the bad ones. It was a bad one. Yeah, it was a bad one. It was in a wonderful way. I don't mind. Like, I don't mind the work. It's just the not sleeping is the part that gets me.
Right.
But I used that app last night. I'm telling you, this app is a lifesaver for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't always work. But, because it doesn't put me back to sleep if I wake up. But this thing's called the sleep button.
Button.
Yeah, and it goes, now I will tell you a scenario. Think about it for 7 seconds and then go to the next scenario. And I don't remember. Like, I turned
it
on.
You fall asleep.
I think I'm hypnotized by this thing. I think it has some sort of magical hypnosis in it.
That's awesome.
Because it's like, a loaf of bread. And boom, I'm thinking of a loaf of bread. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I love white bread. I love, like, Wonder Bread. And so it's like, then it goes, boom, the next thing. Ice cream on a warm day. And I'm like, whoa, okay, switch it up here. Ice cream on.
I get hungry.
So it's not just food stuff, but it was good. Like, that app, man, it's a life changer for me. It has been so far. I think I'll get used to it eventually,
mm-hmm.
But it's good. Peyton Manning to host the ESPY Awards. Zac Efron to play Ted Bundy in a biopic. That Ted Bundy was a weird dude.
Yeah.
He was dressed up as a clown. He was like a serial killer.
So crazy. That'd be a dark role for Zac to play.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That would be a dark role.
It's hard, yeah.
Lifetime's making a movie about the last 2 years of Michael Jackson's life.
I love me a good Lifetime movie.
I don't believe them, though. That's the problem with Lifetime movies. They're so over the top that I don't believe this will be accurate. It's like when they made the movies, which network made, like, the Saved by the Bell remake. Did Lifetime do
those? Oh, Lifetime. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And Full House.
Britney Spears.
They're always like, they're not accurate at all.
Okay. Well, I think these are. When they're making it about the life, I mean, I know they have really dramatic movies.
No, but those other ones are about lives, too.
Okay.
Like, they're supposed to be biopics of the show.
Okay.
Eddie Lacy of the Seattle Seahawks got a $55,000 bonus for weighing in at 255 pounds. So he had a weight clause in his contract?
Yeah.
At 255. So he weighed in at 253, got paid $55,000.
Okay, so that's why he got the bonus. It has to be in their contract.
Yes. You don't just get the bonus because you weigh that.
I was like, dang.
He was putting on a lot of weight, and he's a running back, and you can't really be fat.
He was putting it on like because he was just having too much fun with food.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Could be an emotional thing.
Yeah.
Could be he just loves a good steak, you know? But he hit it, and he made $55,000.
What if we had that in our contract here?
We don't really need it. Like, they need him to stay at a weight so we can perform.
That'd be awesome.
What kind of fitness bonus do you want?
Nothing. Just, I don't
steps.
Know.
Steps? No. If you reach 10,000 steps, yes. You get $30.
Yeah, if you sleep a certain amount of hours, you get money,
oh,
too.
Now we're now we're talking.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Carrie Underwood has been in talks with ABC to join the judges panel on the American Idol reboot. Also in talks is season 5 finalist Chris Daughtry. And then it is official that Katy Perry has joined as a judge.
No to Chris Daughtry. I'll tell you later. He was not a good dude when I met him.
Well, congratulations are in order to Brantley Gilbert. He and his wife are pregnant after trying for almost 2 years. At one point, they were told it wasn't in the cards, so super excited for them. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Drives me crazy when... Let's just give your scenario, Amy, for example.
Okay.
Whenever you're just throwing hints out and you expect people to pick up your hints.
Yeah.
Because you want a Fitbit.
Yeah, I do. I'm making all kinds of hints.
Just say I would like a Fitbit.
Oh, well, I thought, I to my husband, I have casually been like,
But the word's casually.
Well, because I thought he would give it to me for Mother's Day. I even started talking about how I wonder if my steps on my iPhone are accurate because I keep hearing they're not accurate and I don't always have my phone with me and I'm really trying to hit my goal and I wonder how my steps will increase once we have kids.
But that's not saying please buy me a Fitbit.
Oh, I thought it was like kids, steps, Mother's Day, duh. I'll
just say it. Hey, I would like a Fitbit.
Okay.
It saves you being resentful toward him.
I'm not resentful.
A little bit.
And I'm resentful towards you. Well, sort of.
Why would you resemble toward me?
I'm just kidding. He told me that he was sort of picking up on my hints, but you've always said not to get women exercise gear.
No, unless they ask for it.
Oh.
Like, I bought my girlfriend one because she wanted it. I knew she wanted a Fitbit. She was like, man, she would like a Fitbit.
Oh.
And I was like, this is the way to communicate.
So she's good at it.
Because then I bought her a Fitbit.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were using your phone. We were talking about that earlier. You're using your phone steps.
Yeah, that's how I get my steps.
Yeah, it's okay to buy exercise stuff as long as it's asked for. If you just show up with the... Got your gym gift card. Got your Fitbit. I know you've never actually wanted one, but got your little something here.
Oh.
Little surprise gift.
Oh, yeah, with some running shoes.
And then do that noise. Got your little treat here today. Come on over here.
Okay, got it.
So just say, hey, I'd like a Fitbit. And then he'll get you one. Everybody's happy.
I know. You're Lindsay's Fitbit. That's a legit Fitbit. Hers is like,
hers gets
so
text
much.
Messages.
Yeah, hers is like, I went in the probably 2 things smaller version of that. I'm new to the Fitbit world, so
hers like tells me what mood she's into.
What?
Yeah. If it's like an old mood ring from back in the day,
I need that.
If it's like green, I'm like approach.
Oh, I need it to tell me what kind of mood I'm in.
If it's red, I stay away. But okay. It does get text messages and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. Bones. All right, bonus ICU.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
ICU to Lucky Charms because General Mills announced they're giving away 10,000 boxes of marshmallow-only Lucky Charms. Mm. I used to eat Lucky Charms as a kid a lot, and I would eat all of the wheat grainy ones first.
Yeah.
And then have all the marshmallows at the end. That's kind of how I live my life first. I believe in doing all the work first, and if there's any joy to have, you have it when you're done with all the work.
Wow. I had to mix the marshmallow with the... I like being mixed. Sometimes too much sugar all at once.
I think the Lucky Charms challenge is how we all look at life. As kids, we kind of live our life the same way. You like a little work, a little balance at the same time.
Yeah.
Me, I like all work, and then if there's time, I have the marshmallows.
So you could do that test with kids. Just put a bowl of Lucky Charms on them, see how they eat it.
And then send them to whichever college I think they should go to. Okay.
Okay.
You saved all your marshmallows. You go to Harvard. What?
Where do I get to go?
This is true.
Oh, all of a sudden you get to go to Harvard.
Yeah. I'm making rules. Why would I not send me to Harvard? I'm making the rules here in this game.
Okay.
All right, I see you.
That was ICU. Bobby Bones Show.
It was only ICU because I think a full box of marshmallow Lucky Charms is cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Morgan, come here. Morgan's our producer. You don't hear her on the air a whole lot, but, man, her face is... I mean, unless I'm not being rude,
As R. Kelly would say, I'm not trying to be rude, but man, you are a public service announcement for people to put on sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Because Morgan decided to take a nap on a bench at the beach with no sunscreen on her face, and your face is burnt up.
I know, and it still hurts so bad. And I, at this point, I'm hoping it doesn't scar my face.
It's crazy.
Have you talked to a doctor or anything?
No, I've not been to a doctor. Should I?
Well, I don't know. Now you're worried about it scarring your face. Maybe.
I mean, look at it. What do you think?
Yeah. I
would go to a doctor.
That's a burn.
It's a severe burn.
Yeah. I'm not happy about it at all. It was a very bad decision on my part.
Well, and I mean, to be fair, you had issues with your skin. You had an allergic reaction to your sunscreen.
So to be fair, you still have to know if you're out in the sun.
I know, but it's
not. We're being fair. We gotta be fair.
Well, I didn't want it to appear as like Morgan was just trying to be careless out in the sun. Like, oh, hey, I don't care about sunscreen ever.
But people do get careless out in the sun, and that's why I'm saying,
yeah,
guys, don't be careless out in the sun because this can happen. Morgan's face is burnt up.
Yeah,
I've never seen it like this before,
and it's one side of my face too. So
we know that you sleep on your right side.
Right.
Little things you learn. Well, I don't even know what to say, except, man, that looks painful.
I hate, people looking at me. I'll go out in public, and people just stare at me, and I feel so awkward.
You can't even talk right. Like, you can't even open your mouth all the way.
Like, this side of my mouth is cracking. I'm over it.
Learning experience.
Yeah, for sure.
For you and for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, just wear sunscreen.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to take the fall to help others. Look at it that way.
I took it for the team.
And you now know in the future, too. I bet you'll never forget it.
Thank you, Morgan. It is bad, man.
There's a video on Facebook if anybody wants to see it.
All right, go over to our Facebook page and check it out.
Ugh.
The Funk Soul Brother,
check
right
it
about
now.
So hackers are holding the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie for ransom.
Ooh, that's the one.
Yeah. They're seeking payment in exchange for not releasing it. They're asking for a ton of money. Everybody wants it Bitcoin because you can't track Bitcoin.
Right.
And Bitcoin's a currency online. You buy. It's like online money.
Yeah.
You can't track it. Disney's working with the FBI. They say they will not pay. Another group of hackers did this with Orange is the New Black. There was the ransomware that was out popping up on people's computers, and it was shutting down complete hospitals over in Europe.
What?
So ambulances were getting thrown off. Like, it's a serious thing. And
that's
it would come up and
cool.
It'd take over the whole system and go, we want $300 in Bitcoin, or we've got all your files. We're going to crash everything. They're going to be doing this to cars, to airplanes. This is the new terrorist attack.
Oh, my
attack.
Goodness. Don't say airplanes.
Everything that has the computer is able to be hacked.
I know, but let's just... Ugh.
Everything on your computer could be hacked and put out there tomorrow,
okay,
like that.
Fine, but an airplane? No. I know that it's a possibility.
Okay, you can say no, but anything with a computer can be that's hooked up to something can be hacked into. Mm. Which is crazy.
I know. I don't like thinking about it.
Well, if you don't think about it, it still happens.
Hopefully pilots can just,
No.
What?
There's no just. Unless you want to roll analog and pedal with their feet and get the plane going.
Flintstone style?
Yeah.
Wright Brothers?
That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Erica in North Carolina is on the phone. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
I was listening to the radio station about somebody who had burns on their face. And
yeah, our producer's burnt up it looks like she was burnt with a lighter or something.
Something hot. Yeah.
She needs to take egg whites and put it on her face and let it dry and wash it off, and it'll go away extremely quickly with no blisters or anything.
Oh.
I never heard the egg white thing. Thank you for that. I'll look that up. Amy was getting mad at me because I wasn't being fair.
When?
A minute ago. You're like, well, to be fair, she didn't know. But I think a lot of people get burnt because they don't know.
I know. I just didn't want people to paint her as the non-sunscreen ever type girl.
Dana.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you very much for calling. What's going on?
Well, I was calling about Morgan. Several years ago when I was 21, I got a really bad burn at the beach. And went to the doctor. They gave me some special burn cream, but he flat out told me if I ever got skin cancer, I would know what caused it.
Oh, my gosh.
She should definitely go to the doctor and make sure that she gets checked out, because there's probably something they can do to help mitigate it.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. And I recommend the same thing, go to the doctor. Doctors aren't fun. They're not easy to get into, but it's bad. Go to our Facebook page if you want to see it. A man wore a Home Depot apron to go into Home Depot and steal air conditioners.
Oh.
Because he was no one's going to know the difference.
Because he's just going to have on an orange apron.
Yeah. Police say a man put on an orange Home Depot apron, acted like an employee, started stealing air conditioners.
Wow.
People get greedy, though. He has two of them in his truck.
Uh-huh.
He has to go back for another one. He's like, I got to get one more. That's when he got caught.
Oh, no.
Like, take the two and go home. First of all, don't do it. But if you do, maybe after one, you just go, got it. Let me get out of here.
Right.
But a manager said, wait, I don't notice, like, I don't know you. Like, I don't notice that name. I don't even see it on the list of employees. And so they got him. The name said Shannon on it. He's like, there's no Shannon that works here. So he called police, like, hey, somebody named Shannon, the person in, boom, got him. Got two air conditioners. How about that?
Wow.
Greedy criminals.
Nice try, though.
Is it?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
You know, summer's coming up, and so that means kids are out of school. Eddie, I know you have two kids, nine-year-old and a three-year-old.
That just snuck up on me. I had no idea that summer, I mean, junior, my three-year-old, he's out. This is his last week, and then he's out for 3 months, I guess, and then junior right after that, my nine-year-old. This is when parents start thinking, like, okay, what do I do to keep him busy for 3 months? I have no idea, dude. We're going to start looking for summer camps or something.
Is that normal for a three-year-old to go to school?
No, it's like pre-preschool.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that normal?
Yeah, because he goes three times. It's not really normal, but he goes three times a week just to kind of get him up to speed with going to school.
Man, back in our day, they just do you in kindergarten. There wasn't such thing as preschool.
And that was rough, wasn't it?
But this is pre-preschool.
No, it was normal. It was like a three-year-old. It's just,
I'm 38 now, and I remember my first day of kindergarten. I cried the entire day.
You do remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember it. And I remember this girl came up to me and just tried, it's okay. It's okay, Eddie.
What was your deal? You just
I
didn't...
I'd never left my house. I'd never left my mom before, ever.
Oh, were your parents like, you are sort of like...
Okay.
That's probably where he gets
helicopter-ish.
I mean, yeah, they kind of were.
That's a real question.
We lived away from town, so I didn't have a lot of neighbors to hang out with. So it was just me, my parents, and my brother and sister.
So your three-year-old's about to be out. Your nine-year-old's about to be out.
Yeah.
So what kind of... Are you looking to send them to camp?
Yeah, I was looking at a golf camp for Junior, the nine-year-old.
Oh, he's going to hate that after
He
hate that.
There's also a Bible camp we were looking at, something that's at church that he can go to like twice a week. That's about it. That's all we see now. And then maybe a family vacation somewhere in there. But, dude, it's going to be a lot of sitting around and them fighting with each other because that's what they do when we're at the house for a long period of time.
Are they best friends? That's quite the age gap, 9 and 3.
They're not best friends. I'd say they play well together for having such a big gap, 9 and 3. But, no, they're not, like, besties or anything.
Who's the tormentor of the two?
The tormentor is a little one.
Like, he picks on the older one?
He picks on the older one. The older one tries to keep everything peaceful, and the little one comes and breaks whatever the old one's working on.
Does the older one ever snap on the little one?
He'll push him. Like, he'll push him the very, 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 like, max, and then it's usually, like, on the trampoline or whatever. We have a trampoline in the backyard. Then the big one kind of just takes a big, like, push at him, and he falls. The little one falls off the trampoline, and that's
then
where
he cries. And then
he cries, ends up being a big deal, but we know who started it every single time.
It's always a little one.
Every single time.
You're going to get some trouble with that kid later.
I know.
He's going to be. Do you hold hands in public with your husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hold hands with my girlfriend, too. I'm not super PDA, but I'm not against it. It's just kind of her thing. If she wants to do it, that's fine.
Yeah, we're not overly PDA, but holding hands, that's not PDA to me, is it?
Yeah, like Lunchbox, do you hold hands with your wife in public?
No.
What?
So it would be PDA then. If he's not doing it.
I mean, I get that it is an actual public display of affection, but it's not extreme.
Listen, your hands get sweaty, it's awkward, because then you got to dodge people, and you got to hold... I mean, there's just people on the streets, you're
dodging people?
Yeah, when you're walking
down the street.
Are you playing paintball? In New York City?
Yeah. If you're holding hands, you got to avoid objects. Oh, here comes a stop sign. Do we go to the left or right of it? Like, and then, oh.
Where are you walking?
You walk, like, on the center of the curb?
Yeah, like, we never have that issue, whereas, I guess we don't hold hands in areas that are very dense populations.
Or there's a stop sign.
Or there's a stop sign in the middle.
Like, where do you guys hold hands then? Like, at the mall?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, there's people in the mall and there's clothes racks. Oh, gotta go this way. I want to go look at that shirt. It's just, it's a hassle.
Okay, sure.
So
it's a hassle.
He's come up with excuses as to why he doesn't.
Right.
People are happier in their relationship if you do hold hands than if you don't, just generally speaking.
Aw.
It means...
Sweet.
That one person wants to do it and the other person goes, well, if you want to do it, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. That's what my relationship is, all compromised.
So who do you think's the initiating?
99% of the time, she's the compromiser in the relationship.
Oh.
On that, I'm the compromiser. I don't dislike it, but she wants to do it, I hold her hand.
So she grabs your hand and you're like, okay.
Yeah, I would say sometimes I grab hers, though, just kind of know she wants to do it.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah, I'm kind of cute sometimes.
Yeah.
Listen, like I said, I'm no real treat to be in a relationship with.
But I have my moments. Mm-hmm. I always tell her it's the little moments that keep bringing her back because there ain't a lot of them. Like right when she's about to go, maybe this is probably run its course, I do something just sweet enough to kind of rope her back in. She got mad at me yesterday a little bit.
Again?
Not again.
Well, you never told us about your fight. Y'all were in a fight. You didn't tell us what
Yeah,
was
but
about.
That was her fault. No, she got mad at me because I was talking about how I like not spend like when she's away.
I told you that was going to be an issue. Dude.
I know, but here's the thing about this show. I just say what's on my mind, mm-hmm. and then I worry about the repercussions later. If I worry about repercussions and stuff, I'll be Eddie, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm always thinking about how is this going to get me in trouble?
Not me. I'm just out here going, here's how I feel. I'll deal with it later. But what I said was, what I was saying was, what I had said was.
What had happened.
What happened was.
You said.
I said I like it when we're apart because it makes it so much more fun when we're together. And we won't see each other for a week. And I was like, to me, I like that. I work. I get my own space for a bit. But then when we're together, it's a lot more fun. We really like cherish the time. And I like that more than just being together all the time.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, well, I didn't think that was very nice. And I was like, I could see how it could be taken. What I had said was.
Yeah. Well, and so how did you weasel your way out of that one?
There's no weaseling with me.
Okay.
It's just, again, I'm no treat to date. I was just like, I do mean it. Maybe the words didn't come out, but I didn't write it down how I thought it would be the perfect way to say it. But, yeah, it's just a thing.
How's that been going, by the way? Because for Valentine's Day, you gave her the gift of communication.
And I communicate with her pretty openly.
Have you been? Really?
Yeah. Okay. I think, yeah. I better. Listen.
You've been better?
Well, I had said was. Yeah, I think I've been a little better.
Okay.
I try to be better. I'm never going to be perfect.
Well, nobody is, so that's good.
It's tough, but thank you for asking about that.
Yeah, talking's tough. You do it for a living.
Talking's tough.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Taste of Country released the hottest country stars of 2017, and we'll go over the top five.
At number five.
Brett Young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tall, good looking.
Yeah.
At number four.
Jake Owen.
Yeah.
Number three.
Jacob Davis.
That's where they'd put him on the list. Nobody knows who he is yet.
Yeah, he's good looking, but yeah, I would say people like, well, you know, Eddie was mentioning, well, let me give you number two.
Well,
first.
It's also, no, he's not the top three either. Like, to be fair, he's also not in the top three. Go ahead, number two.
Number two, Thomas Rhett. And
yeah, Thomas Rhett's good looking. I don't think he's top two, though, either. Go ahead, number one.
Wow, number one, I think everyone will agree with.
Eddie.
Sam Hunt.
Oh, Sam Hunt, yeah. Sam should be number one.
Yeah.
They forgot Dan from Dan and Shade, and he makes the top 10.
Well, he's
cool.
Married now, so.
Well, that's okay.
So is Sam.
These people
that's
are
true.
Married.
Yeah, they're all married.
Yeah.
Thomas Rhett's married. Scratch
yeah.
it.
Yeah, kids.
So top five, Sam, Thomas Rhett, Jacob Davis, Jake Owen, Brett Young.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe Thomas Rhett's not two, but.
Well, Eddie thought Brett Eldridge was going to be number one, but he was number nine.
Wow.
Now, Keith Urban should be in the top five.
Yeah, he was number eight. What is
You're
up with
that? For that one.
He just should be.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. He's beautiful, actually. I'll say
this.
He is beautiful. All right, what else?
Well, ABC unveiled their schedule for next season, and aside from the American Idol and Roseanne revivals, it includes some spinoffs. So Grey's Anatomy is going to have a spinoff about Seattle firefighters. Dancing with the Stars is going to do Dancing with the Stars Juniors. And The Bachelor is going to have something called Bachelor Winter Games.
I saw that. It's actually a winter competition show.
Yeah, during the Winter Olympics.
Man.
And they're going to live in some cold place and then, I don't know, compete for love, but also have weird Winter Olympic type challenges.
And you know what? It'll probably get a decent rating.
Yeah. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones.
Show.
Come on, Bobby.
It's always interesting when somebody hands me an article because they think it's good for me to read. And Morgan, our producer, handed me this article, and it wasn't for the show. She was like, hey, I think you should read this. It says, why you're bad at relationships based on your sign. So Apparently she thinks I'm bad at... I've been in a relationship now for almost 11 months. I may not be married.
But yeah, you've been in a relationship.
Go ahead, say whatever.
You've been in longer relationships than that before, though.
Here's what it says. You suck at being able to... hold on, wait a minute. You suck at being able to put up with boring. You're not naturally interested in commitment until you find someone just as exciting and adventurous as you are. That means you have a lot of short relationships, or the longer ones you're bored the most of the time.
You don't want to slow down. You have a huge fear about being tied down to someone who wants to settle down.
Dang.
She said I had to share this because it seems so spot on.
Yeah.
Said
that in it's pretty spot on.
I don't believe the Aries stuff. I don't believe this.
What's your sign?
Aries.
Yeah.
So am I.
I don't believe. That's just not true. Like, Eddie and I are different personalities.
So different.
But
I'm good at relationships. Bobby's not.
It's not just that. It's like these things are so generic when they give you your horoscope. It's like a psychic when they're reading to you. It's like, you know what? There's somebody named R that was in your life. The letter R. Well, yeah. My grandpa Charles. Everybody has somebody with letter R in their name. And the horoscopes are like, you're naturally driven, but sometimes things get in the way. And you're mm-hmm. like, wow.
Huh.
And like Eddie and I are both assigning that to our lives.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so much
it
malarkey. Horoscopes, stars, planets aligning, all malarkey, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So,
me too.
Thank you for the article, Morgan.
For that was spot on.
I want to say, no, okay. It happened
but
to
me. But I mean, I don't believe it, but just.
How about this? So, Katy Perry is going to be on American Idol, right?
Yeah.
And she's going to be the main person that's judging the show. It's weird to bring an idol back to me because they just canceled it. And it was doing so good. That's why Fox didn't bring it back. They said it would feel disingenuous if they brought it right back after having this huge thing about, well, we're done. They wanted to wait till 2020. And I really don't have interest in American Idol right now, but here's what I do have interest in. Katy Perry is going to be the main judge. And then they're saying, you know, Daughtry is going to come and be one of the judges, which I'm like, Daughtry?
Yeah.
First of all, who remembers Daughtry? I mean.
Well, we do, but.
But that's the thing. You just remember him. Like, they want, you either want somebody that's really, really well known or somebody like a Randy Jackson, who's a super prolific songwriter and producer, that not somebody who's like mildly famous. Well, I never saw it coming. And this dude is not a good dude. I saw him once at a charity event tell people they couldn't take pictures with him, but just of him.
At a charity event?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, these people paid for a charity. Lunchbox was there, too.
It was bad. They were like, can I get a picture? And he was like, oh, no, you stay on that side of the table, and you take a picture of me.
And I was like,
me.
This Daughtry dude, like, forever, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've met people the first time, and it not been pleasant. People have met me the first time, and it not been pleasant. But you never judge off a first. And sometimes you don't judge off a second. But over the course of time, you get to like people or not like people. But when I saw that, I was like, it's all I need. I'm one and done on Daughtry. So I hope he doesn't get it. I did see a story where it said Carrie Underwood has been in talks.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about in talks. Like, frankly, I talked to them. I went to ABC and took a video of me inside of ABC. And I was in talks, but I didn't get it. And they were like, hey, we're talking to a bunch. I was in talks. If it's coming out as news, it must be getting serious or someone's using it as leverage.
Yeah.
And they're creating a story. Because I was in, quote, talks. I went up there and shot the whole inside of ABC, which I shouldn't have. Again, after I was done, I got a little note that goes, hey, that was kind of on the down low.
Oh.
I didn't know. They didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Mike D and I went up there and Mike D had to like hide in the Starbucks. Because I went for this meeting, right? They're like, hey, come up to ABC. So you go up, and it's not ABC, it's a Disney building, because Disney owns ABC.
Oh.
So you get your badge, and it's like you with a big Disney thing on it. And I go in, and I was like, and I had nowhere for Mike D to go, because we were in California together, and I was just going to leave him. So what'd you do, hide in the Starbucks?
Yeah, hid in the corner.
Mike went and hid in the corner while we had this meeting, and then I couldn't find him. And I was like, dude, where are you? And he was just waiting outside. I felt bad for him.
He's like, I'm hiding.
But yeah, then he went outside just waiting in the parking lot. How long did you wait outside?
Like maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. But listen, I was in talks.
So there could be lots of talks happening.
Oh, I bet you there are.
There's
100.
Always
listen,
talks.
Listen, I was in talks to be on, was it the show that Tyra Banks took over?
Tyra Banks?
Yeah.
Oh, America's Next Top Model?
America's Got Talent. Thank you.
Oh.
They had like 5 people, and I'm always like the 5th person on these lists.
Uh-huh.
So I need lots of things to go wrong.
Oh.
But I do get a lot of this is my life.
That's a good attitude.
Doing TV. No, it's true.
Yeah.
They either offer me the really terrible, terrible shows like on pop channel or that I can't do because it's just, I'm like, I can't go to Los Angeles for 4 days a week and be on a show nobody's ever seen. Or I'm like 10th on a list of one of the big shows. I'm in this purgatory.
Mm. So, hey, but you got us.
No. I do have you. That's the great thing. That's how come I get offers to do these bad shows.
Okay. So. Yeah. When you come to work with us every day, it's not purgatory.
Nah.
No, that's heaven.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Of course it is.
Okay. It's the best.
It's just that.
I really enjoy doing the radio show. And people ask me all the time, like, how much do you? The only thing I don't like about it is the hours. The waking up at 3 a.m. Otherwise, I have a great team. I have great bosses. Like, it's really good.
We have great listeners.
Depending on if you go to Facebook, or
it's all good.
Most of them.
I saw a picture over where some girl had a sunburn and she put bologna all over her because I told Morgan to put bologna on her sunburn. I was just kidding with Morgan. I was totally just kidding. And Alyssa got a sunburn and she has a picture of bologna all over her body because she heard me say that on the air.
She said so when she Bobby Bones says bologna.
I was totally just kidding with Morgan. Morgan, do you ever put bologna on your sunburn?
I did not.
Oh, you should have. It works.
No, you got to be careful what you say over here.
No, I thought everybody knew it was a joke.
The listener didn't.
Did you know it was a joke, Morgan?
I figured it was.
Yeah, good for you.
New listener, probably.
Roseanne is coming back, and we talked about that a couple weeks ago. But pretty much the whole cast, including both Beckys, are coming back. Mm-hmm. The original Becky's playing Becky. The new Becky that came in is playing like a side character. And they still haven't talked about how they're going to do Dan, because Dan died at the end of the other, you know, series, season.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. They're doing a lot of these bringbacks, even on network television, because Will and Grace is coming back.
I can't wait for that.
I'm not that interested in that. I was never
a
huge fan.
I used to watch it. Mm-hmm.
And then I've seen every episode of Roseanne, so I'm interested in that. But she's – look up how old she is, Lunchbox. Is she close to 65 or so?
Roseanne Barr?
Like, she has to be a – she could be maybe a great-grandma on this show.
Oh.
Go ahead.
She is 64.
Okay, yeah. Close.
Like, my mom had me when she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So just say you're 18 and you have a kid. That puts at 38 your grandma, at 58 your great-grandma. So she could easily be.
Wow. Yeah, she could be.
She could be a great-grandma on this show. Do you guys watch Roseanne or no?
I've watched it a little bit. I don't have it every episode. But yeah, they used to work at the little diner or whatever. That was a good place.
It was actually called the Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Of all names you need not to know.
Yeah.
My mom loved Roseanne because she was like, that was like the first show that kind of reflected us. Oh. Like a family struggling. And that was the whole story of like on sitcoms, everything is so perfect. And yeah, it was the first, like, this kind of represents what middle America goes through.
Hmm.
And that's why we used to watch that in Grace Under Fire. Did you guys ever watch that?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Don't know what that one is.
Yeah. What was the girl's name?
Grace?
No.
Under?
I remember she had a deep voice.
I don't think I've
whatever
ever seen
her name
that
is.
Episode.
Never
I know who you're talking about.
You never seen Grace Under Fire?
Uh-uh.
It was a whole part of that reality block. It wasn't really reality, but reality. I didn't get to sleep till late last night. Go watch the hockey game. But I was up working till late anyway. And for me, I'm telling you guys, this sleep app, what's it, the sleep button?
Sleep button.
And people are trying to download the wrong one. The one app is free. Okay. Go away. This one costs money. The one that I have is free, and I haven't bought any in-app purchases. So I'm totally just taking advantage of the freeness. And so what happens is she comes on, and she goes, hey, what I'm going to do is tell you scenarios. And I fell asleep last night. It's the third time in like 5 nights that I've fallen asleep with no television. I haven't fallen asleep 3 times with no TV in probably the last year.
That's crazy.
And so like I'll push the button, because I think some people are like me, they just can't get to sleep because they have a million things running through their mind. But listen to what she says.
A dairy farmer
at
work.
No, I want the where they should. Oh, come on.
Oh, a dairy farmer at work.
No, I want where she talks about like why it puts you to sleep.
Okay.
So let me log out, log back in. I should have like invested in this company before I started talking
no
about
kidding.
It.
Kidding.
I bet they're like, why is this getting so many downloads? And they're sitting in their basement where they created this app and they're like, hey, Jimmy, why are we getting so many downloads? Okay, let's see if it works this time.
Grinding pepper.
No, I want her to explain it.
So she says that
she comes on and goes, what's going to happen is if you can't sleep, it's because your mind is wandering. And what we're going to do is give you these scenarios and you think of them. And if you run out of thoughts of it, think about it again. And so I got through like 6 minutes of it and fell asleep last night. It's crazy.
Wow. A triangle.
So I'm like, a triangle. Okay, I can see like somebody playing the triangle or like, come and
too.
Get it. Like, I get a farm. And then by the time it's like to the next thing.
A sporting goods store.
Oh, I think about a left-handed baseball glove. I was left-handed and it's impossible to find left-handed gloves. So like, it would be impossible to find left-handed gloves and I'd have to go order one and then I'd be like.
A couple strolling in a park.
Dang it. Okay, now there's I was out.
Love it.
I was out. So it was a late Tuesday night, but I got some good sleep for like 4 hours. And that never happens in my life.
That's amazing.
So there's a show called Babies Behind Bars on Netflix. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, I was searching for Locked Up Abroad, because y'all got me into Locked Up.
That show's crazy. It's like not something you go and search for, but if it's on, you can't stop watching it.
Right. So then that wasn't available for streaming, Locked Up Abroad, only for DVD to be mailed to you. And I was like, what?
No. Netflix still does that?
Yeah, apparently. So then it has all these suggestions for you based on what you're searching for. And Babies Behind Bars was an option. And it's women who are pregnant in prison.
Oh.
And they get, it's not
baby. I thought they were locking up three-year-olds for crime.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang.
I was thinking like Cribs.
What?
No. No. But it's fascinating. It's just one jail in particular that allows women to actually keep their babies with them behind bars.
In America?
In America.
Wow.
So a lot of times a family member or somebody has to take the child, but there's this place, this one jail lets them have them.
I would try to have a baby then so I wouldn't be lonely.
Yeah.
Well, they probably sniff you out for that. It's like a really strict program and not everybody gets to participate, but man, oh, that was rough.
Did you see Amazon is not bigger than Walmart?
I believe it.
It's two times as big as Walmart.
Wow.
Crazy, huh? Amazon's market cap is $466 billion. Walmart's is $228 billion.
Mm.
So if you would have spent $10,000 and invested in Amazon when it started in 1997, you'd be worth $4 million right now.
Oh, wow.
That's how, isn't that crazy? It's crazy to me that anything's bigger than Walmart. Like, Walmart is the giant.
Yeah, they're huge.
And Amazon's double that.
Wow.
Yeah.
But Amazon's cut into my lifestyle. Like, I just am lazy and go, boop.
Rhyme.
Amazon.
Thank
yep,
you.
Come right to you. Do we care that Taylor Swift has a new boyfriend?
Well, yes, but I do need to Google him because I must say I did not know who he was.
So all this Taylor stuff, it's all part of their plan to leak out. Like, she's writing notes to people. She got a new boyfriend. She got a new show on magazine covers. Like, it's all part of the plan.
Okay.
It doesn't just come out of nowhere all of a sudden at once. Like, this is a machine. I've never seen a machine like it. It's the greatest machine I've ever seen. Like, it really
it's
is.
It's a well-oiled wow. machine.
Oh, it's the greatest publicity machine I've ever seen in my life. And so now, but she has a new boyfriend now.
Yeah.
So
Joe Alwyn.
I'm a huge fan.
Or Alwyn.
What team does he play for?
He is a British actor.
Ah. Oh.
I mean, I don't know.
They're around
he
the same
young.
Age. I think they're like 26 and 27.
Oh my goodness, okay. He looks like a kid.
He does look like a kid. Yeah, he looks like Eddie Jr.
Oh, that's weird.
So she's starting to slowly creep up back in the news. Then she'll put her country album out, and here we go. She's found inspiration for her next album, they say.
Oh.
He's in a show called Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. I never heard of it.
Yeah. It's a war film.
Yeah, I just wonder. I don't know. Do you know James Harden is a basketball player?
No.
Big beard?
Oh.
Plays for the Rockets?
Yeah. Okay, I feel like I do know who you're talking about.
He paid $20,000 to have somebody beat up?
No, he did not.
Because of a Facebook post?
What? He
did? Allegedly?
Yeah, he had got a hitman, basically.
Yeah, basically a beat-up hitman. A kill man.
Not kill.
Yeah, he basically got a beat-up hitman.
Wow.
Allegedly.
That's crazy.
Okay, so how are they even pinning this on him at all? I mean, you would think he'd be sly about it.
It's the guy that got beat up is another famous basketball player's son. His name is Moses Malone Jr., and he got to pay $20,000 to have him beat up because the guy was talking crap about Facebook.
Yeah, what happened is when they were beating him up, they were referencing the post on Facebook.
They're like, you said this, and you liked
so,
it.
Oh, they should just,
you hit the heart emoji. You didn't hit that.
They should have kept their mouth shut.
They should just beat him up. Sure,
he might hire another beat up man to beat up the beat up men.
Wow.
I was reading another story about a hitman.
Yeah.
Like a real life hitman.
I don't know how these really exist.
I would be so nervous to hire one because I would always think it was a sting. Always.
Yeah.
And anyone that's going to do a hitman job for less than like $100K, I would think they're not real. Like if someone's going to give me like an $800 hit, I'm like, okay, either you're not real or you're not good at it. One of the two. Like you're going to crack in a room. If it only costs me $800 for you to go put a hit on somebody, you're going to crack immediately in that lockdown room.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman in Brooklyn, she faces life in prison for the 2013 murder of her husband. She hired a hitman. And so, first of all, she put out a $900,000 life insurance policy on her husband.
Come on.
Clue one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then she tried to poison him unsuccessfully.
Oh, clue two.
Yeah. Then she hired a hitman for $3,500. Again.
That still seems cheap.
It's too cheap.
And then, like, how do you find them? So how'd she get caught? The hitman was...
Yeah. How do you find them? You have to Google, ask someone? Like,
yeah, I would assume in these situations, you just find somebody and go, hey, listen, how much would it take for you to, someone who's kind of down in their luck?
Someone that's sketchy already?
Yeah. You just casually hang out in the bad parts and you're like, hey.
Everybody's got a friend that knows somebody that's kind of sketch.
Okay.
So you'd be like, hey, you know anybody that...
Who's your sketchiest friend you would ask?
That's a segment.
I have to think about that. Who could bring me the sketch? Probably Ray.
Right now, Ray.
Ray would know the sketchiest people.
I look like a hitman.
Anyway, that story was crazy. I wrote a song last night for my girlfriend, kind of.
Oh.
Not really a romantic, like on purpose, but it was like, everybody was like, why don't you write a song for her? So I had some buddies over, was writing songs anyway. So I wrote this song, and I sent it to her last night. I don't think she liked it very much.
Why? What did you say?
Well, it was supposed to be, because it's supposed to be a song that gets played, like, but the whole premise is, hey, when are you finally going to break up with me? Like, realize
what it is. Oh, yeah.
And so I sent it to her, and she was like, I think it's sweet you wrote me a song. I don't really like the premise.
Because she has no plans of breaking up with you.
I think she just gets irritated that I can't just be like...
You can't let that go.
No, it's not just that. It's just that I can't just, like, be the opposite of it.
Mm.
And be like, hey, I'm really happy in this relationship.
We're probably going to be together forever.
Oh, who knows?
That's the opposite of that. I'm just saying.
That would be tougher. I have to make jokes about it.
Okay.
So I think I was
opposite.
Like, hey, I wrote you a song and sent it over to her. She was like, listen, I think it's, you know, a good song. She goes, yeah, I just don't like the name of it. Because it's called what was it called? When are you going to break up with me?
Mm-hmm.
So
that could be good. What do you think it has potential?
Oh, I've been number one chart burner for sure.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That was my night. I had Adam Hambrick over, who's a writer, did the Bobby cast. And so he wrote, for example, How Not To from Dan and Cher. Well, I don't know how not to think about you when it's late at night and quiet. And I know that I'm... So he comes over and we're talking about that.
Like, I had this idea of, I don't know how not to love you, you know, and I just kind of started singing this melody in the chorus, and then it just kind of all filled in on top of itself, and it fell out fast, man.
So it's people talking about songs, right?
Yeah.
And so we were talking about how was found. He was playing Channel 7 in Arkansas, which is KATV. The local news where the local artist comes on and plays a song because they have a show in town.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Moore saw him and then found him and had his guy call him, be like, hey, then he started driving to Nashville and then he moved out here because Justin Moore saw him playing on the local news.
That's cool.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like, he just happens to be playing local. And now he wrote Justin Moore's new single too, which I don't know if you guys have heard this. Somebody else will. So if you want to listen to it on iHeartRadio or iTunes, search Bobby Cast. But I like to have songwriters in. That's a really interesting story. Justin Moore's flipping through TV in the morning, sees this guy playing, and goes, hey, how'd you get him?
And
next thing you know,
Nashville.
He's living in Nashville. He's writing number one songs.
That's crazy.
Because that How Not To is about to be number one. So that's cool. Mike D has been with the show officially 1 year. Mike D is our phone screener / segment producer.
A year?
Yeah.
Time has flown.
Yeah. Mike D has been here 1 year. So... look at this guy right here.
Congratulations, Mike.
Newest guy. Let me brag on him for a minute.
Okay.
1 year ago today, he was a paid member of the show for the first time. Mike started working with us in what year, Mike?
Like 2010.
2010. For 2 years, he worked as a free intern. So he did that. Then he started doing just board operating things, like on the weekends. And then got him a job producing our show locally in Texas. And so he's doing that show where he's just running the board. And he does that, and he's doing such a good job. So I'm like, dude, you have to move to Nashville. And so as he's doing this, he also graduated college and moved over here a year ago. And there it is. He's here with us. Now he's full-time. He just went full-time last week. And we have this other new radio show that I'm going to start doing that he's going to produce that, and he produces the Bobby Cast. So 1 year, hey, buddy.
Year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
In the middle of all this, he lost like 120 pounds. Like, his life is just, it's getting right. That's good. How did we meet?
I sent you an email, man, asking for advice on starting a podcast, and you told me I could come up and watch the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I learned that on the Bobby Cast.
That's right. That's familiar. That seems familiar. And then you came up. Next thing you know, you're working.
Yeah.
I don't think he was ever official, though. I think he just cheated, too, like Ray did. He just showed up for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, I never got credit.
Yeah. You're supposed to get credit.
Yeah.
I think we're past the statute of limitations now.
But look at this guy. Look at this guy. Mike D. How's it going with the women, by the way? Do you have a girl yet?
No.
I keep seeing you tweet that you like girls keep standing you up.
Yeah, like I just got like ghosted by a girl.
So ghosted meaning you were texting and then she just slowly disappeared?
Yeah, like we're supposed to hang out. I was like, okay, how about this Sunday? And then just never replied in a week.
Dang. Do you think like something bad happened to her?
I don't know. Maybe she just...
Go to her house.
Okay.
No.
What? That's not, I haven't dated in a while. Like I've been, I haven't been single in like a year, so I don't know the new rules.
Just show a better job.
Do something bold. Girls love bold things. Yeah. Just not. Be like, hey, it's Mike. Hey, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, man.
I'm really proud of you. Okay, so I'm going to read you this. You tell me your thoughts.
Okay.
A new study claims that women want a man who looks like their brother.
Okay.
Okay. Researchers found that women in the study were mostly attracted to guys who had the greatest resemblance to their brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It's consistent with other studies that have shown that we're attracted to people that look like us, but most of the time siblings look like us. This one's a little creepier because it's the brother thing, because they made for sure people look like their brother. Your
what
thoughts?
Do you think, okay. I have a brother, but he's my half-brother. My husband looks nothing like him.
So you just think your brother's halfway hot?
Because he's only, we only share a dad.
Yeah.
We don't have the same mom. So yeah, I'm half attracted to him. But my brother doesn't look anything like him. But my brother is good looking.
The weird thing about my taste and women, like my girlfriend now is not my type. You would say my type.
That's 100% true.
And I know, again, here I go again, saying things I know and get me in trouble.
Well, I mean, I agree with you on that.
But I've always had a type.
Always.
Dark hair. Like...
Possibly yeah. Bangs.
Possibly.
Yeah. And by dark hair, brunette.
Yeah. So that meant like a lot of girls in a row that I would date, but they would all be similar looking. And my girlfriend now looks nothing like what I normally date. She's blonde and
no bangs.
Canadian and no bangs. And so, yeah, like, I mean, she looks more like my sister, Lindsay does, than anybody else. But oh, my point was, these other girls look just like my mom. Like,
yeah.
I wonder if that was, like, this Freudian thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, because they always say you're in love with your mom.
Yeah.
You ever hear that?
Like, yeah, I have heard that.
So, all like, dark hair is total my mom thing. Like, she had really dark hair, featured bangs. I wonder if I was in love with my mom. What do you think about that?
That's a question
weird.
For awkward. Someone else.
Yeah.
Like.
Like some, like, yeah,
someone.
Like someone that knows.
But it is awkward. Like, I had a type, and that type, because, again, I would see pictures of my mom, mm-hmm. and they would, all these girls look just like my mom. Coincidence or not, I'm just asking you.
I don't know. I mean, research does say that you tend to be attracted to people that you...
Research? You mean hanging around me?
Yes. Good question. I mean, but, so is that good that Lindsay doesn't look anything like
I don't think it's good or bad. I just wonder.
Okay.
Taco Bell is upping the nacho game. They're doing nacho fries. Oh.
What? They're going to have fries?
Oh, man. That sounds awesome. They're testing with California, West Virginia, and some Canadian stores. And, like, Twitter says they're amazing. You can dip your nacho fries two ways. And they're also seasoned with nacho dipping sauce or beef. This is not a commercial.
Yummy.
I just read that they were doing nacho fries. And I was like, I'm in. I've been eating terrible, like, recently.
But you still haven't really told us much about that.
I hear, you know, I'll tell you what, I had 5 popsicles yesterday. 5 popsicles. Okay. I'm like an 8-year-old.
That's more than my kids.
Yeah, I had 5 like, popsicles.
You'd be in trouble at my house, mister.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's like a whole box. Like 5 is in a box.
6 were in a box.
Oh, okay.
Well, lot,
so why'd
dude.
You leave the one? You already ate it the day before.
I didn't have time. No, no, no. I didn't get home from New York until like noon yesterday. So I ate one, boom. In that span, I had 5 popsicles.
Wow, what's going on?
A little bit personal, a little bit professional.
Okay.
Nothing I can't get through.
Nothing else?
No, but I tend to fall on food when times are, when Mother Mary come, let it be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty good. Like, how many popsicles can your kids have in a day?
No, and 2, max. You're in trouble, dude.
I'm an adult. I buy them myself.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I like your opinion on something. I put up a video on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, Mr. Bobby Bones, and I was talking about the shirt, and I was like, hey, I'm doing the shirt. It's a Tell Me Something Good t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I had a popsicle in my hand, and I let my dog lick the popsicle, then I ate the popsicle. And people were like, that's disgusting.
but you
is it though?
Yeah, it's your dog.
Pretty gross.
Okay,
no. But you do doggy kisses.
Yeah, I do nose to nose. If you go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones is my name. Mr. Bobby Bones. Look at it. He took a lick. Because I was like, you can help doggies and have a good life. I said, well, not this dog. He already has the best life. And then he licks the popsicle, and then I ate the popsicle.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. He sleeps in the bed with me. Go ahead.
But for you, I guess it's an exception because you love Dusty, so you let that happen. Because there's no way the germaphobe side of you thinks that that's okay.
That's my dude, though. I love that dog,
so
man.
If my dog had licked it,
I would throw it away.
See?
Yeah. That's disgusting.
So it's your love. That's love, Bobby. That's what's love.
Maybe that's... Oh, I love that dog.
Mm-hmm. We know.
With all my heart. Like, yeah. When that dog dies, I'm out.
But like, if another human were to lick it, you'd be like, ah.
You know what? You're kind of right. I do...
Would you share a popsicle with Lindsay?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I would. I don't... Maybe if she had one lick...
That's weird.
I don't
That's
think.
So weird.
Like, I know. I'm just talking from my heart right now.
Though?
But making no, kind of, but not really. Like we kiss, but I'm so weird about germs anyway. There's not a lot of like
your dog probably eats dog poop.
Yeah, and my dude though,
y'all don't French it.
Here's like Lindsay doesn't.
Just
you know?
Generally, I'm not big into tongue slapping. Right?
Wow.
So a little bit, but not really. It's just there's just too many germs in the human mouth for for me to be comfortable with.
But your dog licking your popsicle and then
just watch it on my Instagram and make the call then because I think they're judging me unfairly.
Well, I mean, I just kind of thought maybe you'd eat her popsicle, but
if she took one lick, I'd probably be good with it.
Okay.
If she's like taking it halfway down, I was like, "Do you want it? No way."
Ew. Okay.
Would you, if your husband ate a popsicle halfway down?
Yes.
Would you use his toothbrush?
Yes.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yes.
No.
That's disgusting.
Why?
It's in scrubbing his teeth.
If I need a toothbrush.
A South Carolina coroner. Listen to this story. Said that too much caffeine caused the death of a healthy teenager.
What?
A 16-year-old kid collapsed last month at his high school. He drank a large soft drink, a latte, and an energy drink all together. And by all accounts, say he was healthy and active. According to his father, no drugs, no alcohol. A classmate that was with him said he loaded up on caffeine and chugged an energy drink right in class. The autopsy happened, and they're calling it a cardiac event. This is what I think happened. Again, and I'm not a doctor. I know you guys aren't. You think I'm a doctor, but
sometimes
I'm really not a doctor.
I do, I know.
But this is what happens a lot of times. These heart conditions go undiagnosed because you don't go in for a heart checkup. And so,
especially as a teenager,
you're loading up on these things that would probably be okay for everybody else, but because there's some little tick that doesn't tick exactly the same, it triggers, and that happens. My only point with this is, this could happen to any of us.
Right. We have a pre-existing heart condition we know
that
we
know nothing about,
right.
And it happens to really healthy athletes too. They're in the best shape of their life, and they're out in the summertime, working out for 3 or 4 hours, and all of a sudden, boom, they die, and you're like, wait, what? This is the healthiest person ever.
So. Doctor that's not really a doctor, what are we supposed to do? Should we go get, like, random heart?
Here's the thing about
checkups?
Unpredictable things. Can't predict them. But you can try to make somewhat normal decisions and healthy decisions. Like, you probably shouldn't drink all three of those things at the same time.
Mm.
You probably just shouldn't. You shouldn't go soda, energy drink, latte, let me get loaded up on caffeine for something. That's the answer. And even myself, I'm guilty of that sometimes. Because there'll be times where
5-hour energy chai latte. Red Bull?
No, I don't do those three.
Okay.
That's called a power pump. I don't do that.
That's a what?
I made that up. But I'll do, if I'm hurting, a 5-hour energy, and then I'll get a chai latte with 2 shots espresso.
Ugh, that's a lot.
But I shouldn't do that. Even that I shouldn't do.
Yeah, take your own advice, Doc.
I know. That's the thing. Here's Brian in Cedar Rapids. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy?
Hey, not too bad, Bobby. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
Well, talking about how you let Dusty take a lick at your popsicle and then you finished it.
Yeah.
And people are freaking out.
Yeah, people freaking out on me. What do you think about that, Brian?
Totally okay with it. I let my dogs have ice cream, share it. I'll give them take a spoon, let them have a lick. I'll take a rest of it. When I was growing up in high school, I had a big old mixing bowl of cereal. And I would let my dog have half of it, and then I would have my half.
Yeah.
And every now and then, he would try and come over onto my side of the bowl, and I would be like, no, get back to your side. And he would go back to his side of the cereal bowl. And we just have our bowl of cereal. But
Amy's judging you with her face right now, Brian.
Yeah, I am, because, I mean, a bowl, it's all mixed together.
Hey, don't judge. Leave Brian alone over here.
Okay.
It's a huge bowl. Big deal. The dog gives you kisses. You give you the dog
big deal.
What's he eating his cereal out of?
I'm with you. I'm with you, Brian. Thanks for calling from Cedar Rapids. Yeah. Which, by the way, I'm coming to Cedar Rapids on Friday this week. We announced a new leg of my stand-up comedy tour. Tickets go on sale. I'm coming to see. I've never been to Cedar Rapids. Like, I'm pretty. Is Cedar Rapids cool, Brian?
Yes, it is amazing. No, it's all right. I mean,
I'm coming. I'll be in Fort Wayne, Cedar Rapids, Baton Rouge, Jackson, Mississippi, Biloxi. So, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Tickets go on sale Friday if you want to come out to that. Everybody get off me about the dog, by the way.
Okay.
I just do me.
Yeah, it just seems funny. You'd share a popsicle with your dog, but not your girlfriend.
They did the sexiest male country stars of 2017. And at number five, Brett Young. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
By the way, they could never do this list for females.
True.
Because it'd be like, oh, it's sexist. But dudes, we're just pieces of meat, apparently. Like, hang us up and freeze us. We're just pieces
of
meat.
Do you think males or females made this list?
Females.
Okay.
But if we made one, and we did at one point, got a lot of trouble for it.
Can't do that again.
Can't do that. Number five, Brett Young. I'm totally down with that. I'm not even going by rankings, just if they deserve top five. Jake Owen, completely down with that. Strikingly good-looking dude. Jacob Davis, good-looking dude. I don't think he's famous enough for the list yet.
Yeah.
He's at number three. Taste of Country made the list. I don't think the general public knows who he is yet.
Yet.
So I'm going to say no, he shouldn't make the top five. Thomas Rhett, good-looking dude, but he's not better looking than Keith Urban. Because Keith Urban didn't make it. Sam Hunt was number one. I have no problem with that. Keith Urban was left out, and Dan from Dan and Shay was left out.
You love you some Dan.
Yeah. Urban and Dan. That's a good-looking
Bobby
dude.
Bobby thinks Dan's like,
yeah.
Like super,
bee's knees.
Super
like,
hot.
Yeah, he is, man. That's a good-looking dude. Like, I sit next to both those guys. I'm just like, man, you guys have to pick of anybody you want. And they did. They have beautiful wives now.
They do.
Man. That's top five. Anybody have any else? Anybody else they'd for sure put on the list?
Yeah.
Oh, Dirks. Amy didn't say Dirks.
Oh, why? Are you trying?
Are you like purposely holding back?
I gave you a look. Like, I mean, duh. I can't believe he didn't make top 10.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
Charles Kelly, Kane Brown. Kane Brown's not the good looking. Keith Urban, Brett Eldridge, TJ Osborne.
So tell me how that Dirks should be in there.
He should be in there. Dirks is better looking than Charles Kelly and Kane Brown.
Maybe it's his mustache as he's growing out.
Oh, I think he chopped it a bit.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he cut it down because it was looking really good.
He came over to his game.
Dirks came over to the house and I was like, dude, your face looks gross. He was like, dude, just growing the mustache out by itself. I think he got to stop that. He toned it down. It was gross though. So Antonio Cromartie played in the NFL for a long time.
Yeah, Antonio.
He had his 14th kid.
What?
No. This isn't even the crazy part of the story. I remember they did Hard Knocks and he had trouble remembering all his kids' names. He has so many kids.
Oh, yes. I do know of this guy.
And so...
Yeah. That's crazy.
They announced that they had their 14th kid. The thing is, he got a vasectomy and has had three kids since the vasectomy. Like, that dude must have superhero...
Yeah, super
well, they do say it's 99.9 or something.
So he's that point.
Like, he's got that point.
Do you go back to the doctor and go, are we sure?
Yeah.
Like, after the first one, do you go back and go, hey, let me get a double check on this.
Yeah.
Like, thump it.
Or did someone untie him in his sleep?
His wife.
She likes it.
Like, kick the tires on that one.
Are they all with the same girl?
No,
they're not. Amy's laughing at her own joke. Here he is naming all his kids. Here.
Yeah, Alonzo, who is five. I have Karis, who is three. I have my junior, which is three. I have my daughter, who just turned three as of yesterday. I have another son named Tyler. Yeah, so he turns three in December. I got another daughter that was born October 16th named London. Another daughter that was born named Leilani, who's 2 years old. And I have my newborn with my wife. Her name is Jersey.
They had a vasectomy and had three more kids.
Wow.
Like, are these named after the destination of which they're like London,
where
Jersey?
Are they,
so he can, that's a lot. I don't know 14 people.
No, probably him.
To have that many kids.
I mean, and a lot of them are like are all the same age.
4 3-year-olds in that clip.
Dang, what?
That's legit.
That's a lot of.
What's his like ranking? Or like, not that this matters, but he can take care of all these children, right? Like he makes a lot.
The thing about playing in the NFL is you make a lot for a short period of time. And
right.
A lot of times you live a lifestyle that is exceeds. With the money you're making, mm-hmm. but then you lose all that money. So I don't know. But a lot of NFL players don't save accordingly because you feel like you're getting it, so it's always going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And their contracts aren't guaranteed.
Yes.
And so, but anyway, he has 14, 3 cents of vasectomy. You know how I used to talk about, I have a problem with like drop, like I'll use the bathroom, I'll pee, and then I'll keep dribbling in my underwear.
Right.
It's a terrible problem. It's like an adult, I've talked about this before. I figured out how to beat it.
That, I told you.
I sit down to pee now.
Oh.
And no. You don't splash everywhere.
That's.
And so people no, like that.
But.
It's my, it's my own house.
If I didn't never, if I never had to sit, I'm a girl, yeah. So we, you know, well, I try to squat, but I don't like toilet seats. So if I was a boy and I had the chance not to use a toilet seat, I would never use a toilet seat. That's crazy.
But for me, though, it was a whole thing. Like, it was really a medical thing. Like, I couldn't stop it. And so now I sit down to pee. Unless I'm like in like a urinal. I mean,
what about what I taught my son?
What'd you teach him?
To dab it with the...
No, it's not the same because it keeps coming out for like... Like, it's a real medical thing. It's a medical issue.
So you think you like just discovered a breakthrough?
Yeah.
Anyone having this problem can sit on the toilet mm-hmm. and that's how you do it?
Yep.
Wow.
It's helped my life a little bit.
That's pretty wow. cool.
I don't have to change underwear twice a day.
That's big.
So
big deal. Do you keep underwear with you?
No, but I'm at the house. I go back to the house enough. It's really an embarrassing thing. Like, you can make jokes if you want, but... Like,
I didn't
it
laugh.
Happens. No. When you hit like 60, it happens.
Or 38.
37.
Yeah.
It so. Happens.
Lunchbox apparently is secretly buying a boat.
I saw him.
And so Eddie sends me a note and goes, hey, is Lunchbox buying a boat? How much money does he make?
I may have crossed the line with that question, but dude, I saw something. He was filling out one of those registration boat forms.
Yeah.
So that means this dude's probably already bought it.
Are you buying a boat?
Yeah.
No.
What so he's one, he's watching your computer.
Yeah, why are you all up in
and
my
reporting
computer?
It to me? To report it today.
Guys, you
Eddie
all don't know this, but
on me too.
I watch
don't
all
worry.
Of y'all's computers.
Okay, I'm going to start exactly. watching your computer.
Okay, go ahead.
One, he says, you're buying a boat. Two, he asked me how much you're
yeah,
making.
Yeah, and then how much I make is none of your business. Well, how much do you make?
I just felt like if you're yeah, buying a boat,
tell
I need
how
a
much
raise.
Do you make?
Wait,
not enough.
Okay, Lunchbox has been with the show way longer than you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You
Eddie.
Don't deserve anything based on what he's buying.
Whoa, my job is way harder than Lunchbox's.
Okay.
Okay. If I had to cut somebody, Eddie, sorry, but you gotta go.
Out of us
go.
Two, though, right? If you had to cut somebody out of us two, it'd be me?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Why?
I think out of the whole group, I'm like, dang,
no,
that's
I don't
real
play that
low.
Game. But
okay.
You're saying if you need a raise because of him, he has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
He is.
And Lunchbox has a wife with a job, no kids. He probably could get a boat, yeah.
Why don't you get a boat?
No, I mean, I don't have a truck to pull it.
Get a truck.
All right. No, I wasn't buying Dang. A boat. All I was doing was renewing the jet ski tags.
Oh.
That's it, guys.
He has
That's
a jet
it.
Ski.
Yeah, but you don't even have the jet ski with you, do you?
I understand, but it expires. If someone's going to take it out on the water, it has to have the tags up to date. And summer's coming, so people be using.
Why do you talk like that?
Right?
Like who,
people
who
be using.
Who be using your jet ski?
I mean, my brother, his kids, I mean, my sister, my cousins.
That's
I mean,
nice of you.
Yeah, I'm nice. I let people use it.
Have you got your tax refund back?
I haven't got it yet. It should be, I mean, we're talking within the week and a half.
How much
and
is it?
It's like $9,364, I think, if I'm going off the top of my head. And just so you know, I got something picked out that I'm going to get, and I can't wait.
What is it?
It's not a boat.
Well, yeah.
It's not a boat.
Yeah, so you're going to wait to tell us?
Yeah, I'll wait to tell because okay. my wife doesn't know what I'm getting yet, and I'm going to surprise her with it.
That sounds
she
like a great idea. No, I love
like it.
Yeah.
Record a reaction.
Well, yeah, okay.
Is it for her?
Like, no, it's for me.
Only you. Huh. All of
Look
that money was spent
yeah,
on you.
Yeah, he's so happy.
He's like a 7-year-old yeah. right now that knows he's about to get to go to Toys R Us. Like,
yeah, like I'm going to the store, and I got this thing picked out. I've been doing some research.
Let me ask a question. Are you spending it all on the same thing?
No, not all of it, but...
How much of that almost $10,000, percentage-wise, are you spending on this?
I don't know how the...
just tell us the know. Amount, and we'll tell you the percentage.
Yeah, how much are you spending?
No, well, I'm gonna try to get a better deal on it.
Over $5,000?
No.
Oh,
no,
so like
no,
a quarter
no,
of
no.
it?
No, just like a... 15%.
Now he breaks down a percentage.
Okay. I don't know how much
just,
that is.
Just let us know, all right?
I'll let you know.
All right.
Bobby Bones Show.
Tell me if you think this is romantic or ridiculous.
Okay.
After a year, Terry is a dude. He gave his girlfriend a necklace. It was like, hey, why don't you have this necklace? And it's like, it has a little notable charm on outside of it, a little thing. So she kept it and wore it for a year. But inside of it, for all that time, was an engagement ring. She wore it for a year without knowing there was an engagement ring inside of it.
What? How do you go a whole year and not look?
You didn't know there was...
And you had to have a way to get inside, and she didn't know.
So, after the necklace was given, she was like, hey, can I want to take a picture. And it was like, hey, break the seal. So, broke the seal. Boom. There's an engagement ring inside of it. So, she'd been wearing it for a year.
Now, what if she lost it?
There are so many possible bad scenarios. But what do you think? Romantic or ridiculous?
I mean, I think it's super sweet that at that time... A year before, he knew at that moment, like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person.
Romantic or ridiculous?
I mean, romantic, but also ridiculous.
How is there any shred of ridiculousness? This is beautiful.
Yeah,
this
awesome.
Is a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing.
Okay, if she were to have, like, she may have thought, oh, this necklace, like, your rings, you look out for those. Sometimes, like, a necklace, you may not if you don't know that there's, like, an engagement ring inside.
But isn't a relationship a risk, too? Much like wearing...
Oh, well so said. It's like a
it's
whole...
A, it's a wonderful... you don't like it?
It is ridiculous with a capital R-I-D. Oh, I don't understand. I don't
know only those three letters are capital?
I don't know how to spell the rest of it, so I just start with R.
Rid.
Stop.
Because
if you're going to propose, just propose. Why test her?
It's not a test.
It's a test. I kind of like it now. Okay. He's testing to see if she is willing to wait. And if she would have opened it, he would have said, sorry. No,
there's nothing to open. She didn't know it was openable.
She had no idea it was in there.
It's ridiculous. Then just give her the ring. Why do this elaborate, dumb plan for
a
year?
Because it's romantic.
Because it's... I vote wrong. You can have your own opinion.
I know, and it's right.
And you said capital R-I-D.
Yes.
I think it's romantic. Capital R-O-M.
So, all right. I have a flight attendant here on Southwest beatboxing.
Oh. Are they good?
Well...
Because it's awkward when they're not good.
It's really awkward when they get up and do their comedy routine, and it's really bad. So... Airlines are, and I like Southwest because they're doing right things, as everybody else is doing wrong things.
Yeah.
And so here's Southwest Airlines showing off his beatboxing skills. And you can tell me if you'd be annoyed by this or if you'd like it if you're on an airplane, okay?
Thank you for choosing Southwest. 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 Watch this.
Love it.
It's pretty good.
Love it.
I'm so annoyed
Stop.
By it.
Why?
Stop. He's doing the announcements anyways. It's not like it's in the middle of your nap.
Do the announcement.
No, do
you know
like
what?
That.
I didn't buy a ticket for the show. I bought a ticket for
whatever.
The ride.
If you were a flight attendant, you would be giving everybody the show with that little microphone thing.
Oh, you totally would.
Yes. I wouldn't.
Yes,
I wouldn't.
You
guys act like when I leave this show, I have nothing to say.
That's what
no,
I'm
if
saying.
You didn't have this show. Yeah, you were a flight attendant.
Yeah, that would be your moment to shine. You'd have the little microphone.
So do these people do this hoping they're going to get discovered?
No.
Like they're up there going, you know what?
I don't think it's like moving to Nashville. Like, no. Yeah, people move to Nashville. I don't think they're like, I'm going to get a job at Southwest and give it all I got. I'm going to try to make it on the YouTube.
It probably gets monotonous. They do it to just entertain.
Yeah.
Sort of like this job.
True.
Okay.
We're talking about texting style. How everybody texts. Who was the one that brought this up? Eddie?
I did.
Eddie knows this is how we all text back to each other.
Yeah.
So describe Amy's texting style.
Let me see how I wrote it. Oh, Amy is way too long.
So you send her a text and it's like a paragraph.
It's like you just ask one question and it's like three paragraphs of answer.
Okay. When you text me, what is it?
Bobby, fast responder, but probably only one word response.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox. Oh my gosh. She probably just won't respond to you, period.
The thing about Lunchbox with email or text is he doesn't check it. Like the fact that you don't even have apps on your phone that you use.
No, not really. I have like Lyft, you know, the rideshare app, and that's about it. I don't have any like delivery things or Facebook or any of that. But
no email.
No, I don't have email on my phone. That way, if I get an email and you say sent me something, and if I'm out doing something, sorry, I didn't get it. I'm busy. Like, I don't want to be connected to work all the time. Like, not that I get a lot of important work emails. A lot of it,
But you want them.
I get a lot of emails like, oh, interview this author. And I don't know how I get on these dumb lists, but I get on these lists and I don't know how to get off. So I don't need the email on my phone. It just, whatever.
That's weird that someone doesn't have their email on their phone with a job where you need to have email all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't ever email Lunchbox. I'll Facebook him.
Message him?
Right away.
Yeah, and I don't Facebook anybody. And our Facebook message, like, he's always on Facebook. That dot is always up on Lunchbox. He chats all show long on Facebook.
Yeah, I do chat.
People say your performance has been down since Lent because you're back to looking at street fights and buzzer beaters and Facebook chat.
No, I disagree with that. I've been doing pretty good of paying attention to you guys. And did you see the fight yesterday that's been sweeping the web?
Tell me about it.
It's like, I think I'm going to say middle school or high school. These kids are in the hallway.
Body slam the bully?
This dude goes up and just starts punching on this guy, and the guy that's getting punched just takes him and boom, slams him down on the ground. Knocked him out cold.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
I don't like those.
Yeah.
What do you mean these you don't like it?
These are
Ten times. I'm like,
you did?
It was awesome because
the kid was getting picked on. He's
getting picked on, and he slams the dude out. I guarantee he's going to walk around that hall with a lot more respect.
Well, and it's embarrassing for the bully.
Oh, yeah. For the next 2 weeks until another fight happens, he's going to be the talk of the school.
Mm. That fight on Southwest Airlines where they were like punching each other and jumping out, that was insane.
Yeah. Good one.
Did you see that one?
Yes. And the flight attendant gets stuck between the seats.
I'm not even going to lie. They'll be on Lunchbox's computer and I'll stop and watch for a second.
You get sucked in?
Yeah, if I'm walking around and he's got one pulled up, I'll be like, let me just see what this is. But some of it, I just don't like fighting. Like, I don't like watching fights in a bar.
Me neither.
No.
They make me uncomfortable.
And when someone gets knocked out, that really just frightens me.
I've never seen that in real life, though.
I've seen it.
You've seen people get knocked out in the woods?
Flat, right on the concrete.
You ever been knocked out?
No, I've never been punched.
Me either.
I don't know what that feels
like. Okay, here's the thing. $100 bounty if somebody punches Eddie.
Wait, what do I get paid?
Wait, so we just get $100 to punch him?
Yeah, anybody
does it? I didn't get paid for this.
Where?
Put a bounty on Eddie to get punched. I want you to experience this.
That's terrible.
Alive.
No.
Yeah. Well, the other day we were talking about things we've never done before, and then later I thought of it. I was like, I've never been in a fight.
Yeah, but you're a girl.
Most girls haven't.
Most girls haven't.
Girl fights in my school.
Yeah, but again, most dudes have been in a fist fight, though. You remember the girl fights because there aren't that many of them.
True.
That's why.
Normally there's lots of hair pulling.
But then guys think, too, they're going to start making out. Like, right. It's a whole thing. It's like, they're going to pull hair, and they're going to start kissing. And then, like, let's not act like that's not part of
it. You're so
weird. We are.
I'm like, I had some girlfriends over for dinner. Did y'all have a pillow fight?
Well, did you?
Did you?
No.
All right. Mr. Bobby Bones. Lady Antebellum is doing CMT Crossroads with Earth, Wind & Fire. And I think other artists are going to join this as well. And I wonder how familiar you guys are with Earth, Wind & Fire.
Good question.
Go ahead.
You'd have to give me a hint.
I know one.
You do know one?
Yes.
What?
What? Okay, go ahead.
Kansas.
Kansas is a band.
Oh.
Huh.
Dang it.
Just give a little hint.
Okay. I'll play some Earth, Wind & Fire here.
Okay.
This is called September. Yeah, you'll know when it comes on. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, I know it. So it's my jam.
This is the jam.
Yeah.
Like at a wedding, the 50-year-olds would be grinding to this.
Yeah.
Like this is the cougar call.
They're running out there.
Yeah. Like our call would be like 90s.
Sure.
You know, if you start playing like Hypnotize, everybody's got their age call.
Right.
Like our cougar call is like, you're playing Hypnotize. We're like, oh, got to get out. That's my jam.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably 20 years earlier. Lunchbox.
Did Michael Jackson do a cover of that or something?
No.
Man. Okay.
What else you got from them?
That's it.
No, they have more than that. I just don't know. That's probably their biggest one.
What's this one called?
Fantasy.
Oh, I thought that was...
No. Do you remember?
That's what it is. It's the same.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there three of them?
There's a lot.
Wait. I know this one.
No, not three songs. Three people.
No.
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
It sounds like some TV show theme.
Muskrat Sally. Muskrat Sally. You know this one, maybe. This one you may know.
I like what that sounds.
You know this. Shining Star? I think you know this one. CMT's doing a crossroad.
You're making a brick
house. No?
Okay. This is amazing. They have sold over 100 million records.
They're a big deal.
No.
Yeah, you know this one. You
wow.
When the hook comes
Bones,
in, you
know. I don't think I know this one.
It's weird that you don't know this.
I know, it's freaking me out. Let me see. The chorus?
Yeah. You'll know the chorus.
Second verse.
Did that double verse on it. I like the original version when he did the single verse.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, shine bright to see.
Come on.
No. I'm not that old, Bones.
Eddie, I'm
you're older than I am.
By 1 year.
But still, this is like what music's made of.
I don't know this at all.
All right. Well, they're doing a crossroads with a bunch of bands. In case.
That should be cool.
What are you reading over the lunchbox?
Man, I'm just amazed. And they've had about 5,000 members over
the
history.
Yeah, they have a lot of members.
And they, 100 million. This band sold 100 million albums.
He's always fascinated by the album sales.
Yeah, but Bobby's told you they bought a lot of albums back then.
I don't care, but to sell 100 million.
Yeah, that's still a lot.
That's still a lot. Yeah, that is really? Unbelievable. Yeah. And I've never heard of them.
That's unbelievable.
Not really, though. Let's be honest. Not really.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Someone told Lunchbox he looks like. Which country artist do you think Lunchbox looks like?
I know it. I won't guess. I know it.
No, guess it.
What's Scotty McCreary?
Yeah, he looks just like him. He looks like an older version of Scotty McCreary. And Lunchbox was like, I do. I didn't know that.
Yes, he totally does. I see it.
Yeah, people are telling me that, but I just don't see it. Like, I look at the pictures and I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I understand some of the ones when they say, like, Tom Brady or whatever.
No,
but
no one said Tom Brady.
Yeah,
years
they did.
Ago.
But I just don't.
No one said Tom Brady, ever.
I don't see the Scotty McCreary thing. Like, I mean, maybe because we both look young, but I don't know.
Wait, what? Have deep voices?
Yeah, we have deep voices.
He's a good-looking guy?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No,
I'm like, he's cute.
Do you think that you're a better-looking guy than he is?
I think I'm a great-looking dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. So if you guys think I'm better looking than him, or if you think he's better looking than me, I have no idea. That's up to you guys. I can't decide that. But I know I look good. Don't know how he looks. But I look at him and I don't see anything. Like, he doesn't look like me. He has like reddish hair and I don't see the resemblance.
Ray, do you see it? Ray, our producer. Do you see Scotty McCreary Lunchbox?
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
Very similar. You're like, if you take Scotty McCreary and Doug Funny and mashed them together and you put a little bit of... What's the actor?
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
Man, I do not look
just
like
Steve Buscemi.
You do a little bit.
Just a dribble of Buscemi.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's you. For those that have never been to the website or been on socials and seen a picture of Lunchbox, think of Scotty McCreary, Doug Funny from Doug, the cartoon, and just a little dribble of Steve Buscemi, and there's Lunchbox.
Spot on.
Shake it all up.
No Tom Brady in that mix.
I was about to say, where's Tom Brady?
Yeah, no Tom Brady.
Come on.
Let's go. All right, gonna wrap it up today. Appreciate you being here. So hear the whole show back on the podcast, or I did a show from my house. I did another episode last night called The Bobby Cast and had a writer named Adam Hambrick. He wrote How Not To from Dan and Shay. He wrote a bunch of stuff, but his story is really funny because he was just playing a local TV show and Justin Moore sees him and goes, hey, you're pretty good. And then he moves in. It's a whole thing. Yeah, you gotta go hear it. It's search Bobby Cast on iTunes or search Bobby Cast on iHeartRadio. And the songwriter is an artist, but his story is really interesting. Well, I don't know how not to. He wrote this. Appreciate everybody being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You okay?
Yeah. Bye.
Just wondering if you're okay. Like, you've been a little, like, in a good way sometimes, too. Like, you've been a little off. Like, there's just something.
That was, you said, thanks for everybody being here. I'm like, you're welcome.
No, but I know. But it may notice, like, she's...
She's a little erratic.
She's a little peculiar.
I have not noticed.
Yeah. There's something going on. Your hormones. Something happened with your hormones. You don't feel that at all?
I haven't felt peculiar. Mm.
Do we all feel it for her?
Yeah.
I'm going to need more examples.
Tomorrow. We'll see you on Thursday. Thanks for listening. Amy, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
There you go. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show. Yeah.